In the course of invoking visions or partaking of the communal rites, there were the most amazing sacrifices among the American Indians of finger joints. Catlin has described one of the most fantastic ordeals of young men being prepared for their adulthood, the crisis of transition from boyhood to adulthood. A great medicine lodge with great beams across it and ropes hanging down with great wooden skewers or spikes tied to the ropes. And perhaps you've seen this picture. The skewers are put through the pectoral muscles or the back muscles, and the boys are hauled up by these ropes, so they're hanging by these things through their muscles, put through the muscles of their legs and arms, and buffalo skulls hung on. And then people underneath with poles would hit these skulls until they tore out. The boys would be spun around until the things tore out. And they would faint, of course. And the idea was to learn to rest on Wakon Tanka, or whatever name would be given for the cosmic power, and give up yourself. And a boy who was not capable of this was not capable of the ordeals of manhood in such a culture. They were all put through this. And then after, sometimes with the skull still hanging after they'd been knocked down, they go up to a chopping block, and one after another, the fingers are chopped off their hands, the fingers that are unnecessary for handling a bow and arrow, the only fingers left being this. The ordeals were terrific. These kids had to live a life that was no easy one. Also, in this culture, the celebration of the warrior was a kind of festival celebration. One received more acclaim for what is called counting coup than for killing an enemy. When you have a bow and arrow, you can kill an enemy at a distance. But those sticks that you see the old fellows carrying with feathers on them and so forth are coup sticks, C-O-U-P, the French. An enemy is shot down, and then all the members of the opposing force try to go in and touch that shot down man with this stick. That's called counting coup. And every time you've had the nerve to do that with the firepower of the other coming whiz, whiz, whiz all around you, you can add a feather to your cap. Another type of fighter is a person who belongs to what is called the dog society. Such people would have a belt around them with a long strap and a stick at the end of it. They'd stick that stick in the ground in a battle, and then they would never move from that stick, no matter what happened. They could die defending themselves this way. And then the final test of the hero: if he is captured, he will be tortured. And this is a normal ordeal, and the torturing was pretty exquisite. And he must be smiling and make believe and disdainful of those trying to break him up. This is the development of the kind of stamina that the great hunt demands, and it's a totally different thing from what I'll be talking about next, namely the tropical style. Well, all of this is a development in our American Indian plains of motifs of the great hunt, of which we have a couple of clues. There is no death, the animal master, and we know that the hunt there was terrific.